Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com. My name is Helen Morris, and in this show we are going to discuss common techniques for improving availability. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo Training profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question and comment box below. All right, let's get started. So, common techniques for improving availability. There are a number of different techniques that we can use to improve availability of our services, and there are a number of approaches that I'm going to explore today. We also need to understand what happens during any periods of unavailability to see if this could be prevented or reduced in the future. We need to look at specific issues and work out why they occurred, and again, learn from what we find. Availability management in the ITIL framework considers a number of different approaches to this. We're going to look very briefly at some of them. The first we're going to consider is component failure impact analysis. Then we're going to go on to look at fault tree analysis, risk analysis, systems outage analysis, and how we apply this to the incident lifecycle. So let's begin with looking at component failure impact analysis. Component failure impact analysis should be a key part of our design when we're looking at new and changes to services. It allows us to predict and evaluate the impact on IT service availability arising from any component failures within the proposed IT infrastructure and service design. Component failure impact analysis is a relatively simple technique that can be used to provide this information. It can be used in a much wider context to reflect the full scope of the IT infrastructure, such as hardware, network, software, applications, and users. Additionally, the technique can also be applied to identify impact and dependencies in IT support organisational skills and competencies amongst staff supporting the new IT service. We're looking to analyse the impact any component failure has on our service provision. We'll find that quite often, component failure impact analysis is carried out in conjunction with IT service continuity management. The benefits that we achieve from component failure impact analysis means that we understand the output and which provides us with vital information to ensure that the availability and recovery design criteria for the new service is influenced to prevent or minimise the impact of failure to the business operation and the user. Component failure impact analysis achieves this by providing and indicating the single points of failure that can impact on IT availability. We need to understand if there are any single points of failure, because then we can see what we can do about them. The impact of component failure needs to be understood on the business, operation and users. So understanding the impact of a failure on our business activities is extremely important. The component and people dependencies that any particular item has are also going to be critical, as is the recovery time to restore the component to normal service. The need to identify and document any recovery options is obvious. We need to make sure that these single points of failure can be addressed and any mitigating activities can be applied effectively. So documenting what we do and understanding how we deliver is going to be important. This matches with the need to identify and implement any risk reduction measures. A reduction in risk may not prevent the failure happening, but it will certainly reduce the impact of it if we can manage to put something in place to prevent it from occurring. So component failure impact analysis understands the impact of the failure of a component on our services and on our business operations. In response to our understanding of that failure, we can put in place improvements to understand how to maintain our services in a more stable manner in the future. Let's move on now and look at fault tree analysis. Fault tree analysis is a technique that can be used to determine the chain of events that causes disruption of IT services. This technique, in conjunction with calculation methods, can offer detailed models of our availability. Fault tree analysis makes a representation of a chain of events using Boolean notation, the AND and OR statements. Essentially, what we're looking at in fault tree analysis is the distinguishing of the following sorts of events. Basic events, the terminal points for the fault tree, perhaps a power failure or an operator error. Basic events are not investigated in greater depth, because it's very clear what caused the failure in the first place. If basic events do need to be investigated in further depth, they automatically become something known as a resulting event. So a basic event is something that's very clear to observe. Resulting events are the intermediate levels in the fault tree resulting from a combination of events. So we understand what are the basic events that trigger the resulting event. The topmost point in the fault tree is usually a failure of the IT service. Conditional events are events that only occur under certain conditions. For example, failure of the air conditioning equipment only affects the IT service if the equipment temperature exceeds the serviceable values. In other words, the server room can get hot, but it mustn't get too hot so that it affects the way that our equipment works. Trigger events are events that trigger other events. So a power failure and power failure detection equipment can trigger an automatic shutdown of IT services in response to this event taking place. So in this way, looking at basic events, resulting events, conditional events, and trigger events, we can understand what made up the events that took place to cause our IT service to fail. These events can be combined using the logic operators in Boolean logic. The AND statement. The resulting event only occurs when all the input events occur simultaneously. Everything happens at once. AND. The OR. Resulting event occurs when one or more of the input events occurs. You can have other types of OR gate. The exclusive OR gate, the resulting event only occurs when one and only one of the input events occurs, or an inhibition gate. An inhibitor gate is the resulting event only occurs when the input condition is not met. That all sounds quite complicated when you look at logic operators, but if you have access to a service design publication and look up fault tree analysis, you'll find that it's easier to understand in the diagrams that are provided. Let's consider now risk management. Risk management is a key part of the way that we manage availability and improve availability. The identification of risk, which is the potential for something to happen, and the provision of justified countermeasures to reduce or eliminate that possibility, can play an important role in achieving the required levels of availability for a new or enhanced IT service. Risk analysis should be undertaken during the design phase so that we can truly understand the impact that risk will have on our designs. We should consider the individual assets that we are including as part of our IT service and understand what the threats are that may affect those assets. We need to understand the vulnerability that will be caused if that threat takes place. And with this analysis, we can understand where the most significant risks will lie. In response to that understanding, we can put in place countermeasures. The countermeasures we adopt must be cost-justified so that the risk that takes place and the probability of that risk taking place are not outweighed by the costs that we are using to mitigate against it. We need to understand the likelihood of the activity taking place, so probability of risk is going to be important to assess. So risk management and risk analysis are key areas where we can understand in our design how we can improve availability. By using less risky options or putting in place countermeasures such as resilience or redundancy, we can make our services more stable. Let's continue now by looking at service outage analysis. And this is a detailed analysis of service interruptions. And these can identify opportunities to enhance levels of availability. It's a technique designed to provide a very structured approach to identify end-to-end availability improvement opportunities that deliver benefits to our users. Many of the activities involved in this are closely aligned with those taking place in the problem management process. So often this activity is performed jointly by problem and availability management. The high-level objectives of service outage analysis are to identify the underlying causes of service interruptions to the user. We also assess the effectiveness of the IT support organization and the key processes. We need to produce reports detailing the major findings and recommendations as a basis of our service outage analysis. And this may initiate a program of activities to implement the agreed recommendation. Availability improvements derived from service outage analysis are driven activities and must be measured. So the key principles of the approach are that the underlying reasons for the service interruption, which can be caused by shortfalls in technology process behaviour, are understood. We need to make sure that wide ranges of data sources are used to support the analysis. That the business and user input is accurate, it's fundamental to make sure that we contact our business and users and get their input into this analysis. They are the ones, after all, who were experiencing the outage. A specifically mobilised cross-functional team can undertake the analysis, and SOA assignments have a recognised sponsor, ideally jointly sponsored, from both business and IT. We might wish to adopt this approach when we're looking at availability reports, because often availability reports only provide an element of the IT perspective of an outage. They don't include the business perspective. Business and user input provides an ultimate view of the availability and the important issues that unavailability caused from their perspective. The approach also should provide a structured and focused and detailed analysis of a particular service or set of infrastructure components. And it provides a mechanism to ensure that the infrastructure delivers the most optimal availability. If we take this approach, the benefits that we can receive are that we can enable enhancement requests for levels of availability to be met without major cost. We may be able to identify an easier and more cost-effective mechanism for solving our availability issues. It also provides the business with visible commitment from the IT support organisation in meeting the challenges of retaining stable services. And it also helps us to develop in-house skills and competences, so we avoid using expensive technical consultancy in line with our availability improvements, so we can work this kind of thing out in-house. The cross-functional team approach is very often an enabler to allow us to think outside of the box, or in other words, to challenge our traditional thinking and provide innovative and inexpensive solutions to our availability issues. A programme of events and improvement opportunities that can make a real difference can be delivered if we adopt this service outage approach. Improvement opportunities are often focused on delivering benefit to the user, and as a consequence we can then understand how we are delivering our service to our business community. It provides an independent health check of our IT service management processes and allows us to have a stimulus for further improvements. We need to make sure that we have a structured approach to the assignments that we allocate for service outage analysis, so very often we need to adopt an idea that follows along with a consultancy approach, making sure that we use models that are widely recognised in the industry. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box below. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Helen Morris. If there is a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to the GoGo Radio found exclusively on gogotraining.com.